We're up to the Gemara on Chav Gimel and Mechel. Shema mina kedushin she'ei mesurim lebiya havi kedushin. Machlokas Abaye and Rava in the kedushin, whether a kedushin that is impossible to consummate. Right, the person marries, like the Mishnah here, but we'll see it's not exactly the same case. Marries one or two sisters, and he has no idea which one he marries. He can't live with either of them. Right? Both sisters made a shliach that makabel kedushin for them. And the person said, one of the two sisters I'm marrying. He had no idea which one. And Abaye holds kedushin shei mesurim leviya is kedushin. And Rava holds kedushin sheinam mesurim leviya is not kedushin. So, over here in the Mishnah, it's master, it's possible to be married to somebody, even though it's impossible to consummate the marriage in that case, where you married one or two sisters, you don't know which one. So it would be a raya from here that Kedushin Shein Mesur Mabiyah is Kedushin. So Morris says, no. Chacham, Mayaskin and Keshehukul of the Sov Nisarvot. Originally, he knew which sister he married, but then they got mixed up and you didn't know who was who. So originally, when the kedushin was affected, it was Moshe Labia. Except later on, got mixed up and he forgot or whatever who it was. And Mamela, now it's impossible to consummate. But at the time the kedushin was made, it was kedushin on Mesurim Labia. So Tosha says, so let's bring a raya from this Mishnah, the opposite. And the word says from the Mishnah is also mashma like that. Adekonami, diktani, the eno yodea. He doesn't know. The Loktani Vainu Yadua, it's not known. It means it was known at some point, and right now he doesn't know. Tosus explains that it's not that Eino Yodea means for sure that it was known at some point and now he doesn't know. Eino Yodea can mean he doesn't know now or he didn't know before. But Eino Yadua would mean clearly that it was never known. So therefore there's no raya from this Mishnah the other way either. This Mishnah you can learn either way. Either it's talking in a case where it was never known, or it was known and then it was forgotten. So there's no raya for this Mishnah whether Kedushin on Mesurim Labia is Kedushin or no Kedushin. It's irrelevant to this Mishnah. Shema Mino. Okay, Rashi. Shema Mino Kedushin Shein Mesurim Labia Shein Sofen Lidei Bia. It's impossible for that Kedushin to be consummated. The Kosolka Daitas, the Masnisim B'Shelo Hukru B'Shas Kedushin. Right? That the Gemara took on that the case is talking where it was never known which sister he married. Kedusha lohave yoda hai minayu. Kigon da omar hare achas mikem mikudeshesli. Vaosu shteim shliach mekabel kedushin. Both of them made a shliach mekabel kedushin, and he said, one of you is married to me, but he never specified which one. So since it's impossible to live with either of them, no kedushin is affected. Kedushin Elu, Sofen, one second. Right. Kedushin Elu ain't Sofen Labia. The Cholcha, the Kaimole, the Sofik Achosisha. Neither one could he live with because maybe she's the sister of his wife. Umediktani nosin get lazu, the get lazu. And since the mission says he has to give a get to both of them, otherwise they can't marry anybody else, that means that there's a Sofik Kedushin in both. The Chol shouldn't be any Sofik. Should be no Kedushin at all. One of them is married. And since we're not sure which one, both of them need a get. So you see, the Kedushin, even though if it never could be consummated, right, still it's a good Kedushin. This is Machlokas, Abaye and Rav and Kedushin. It's an open Mishnah that Kedushin, Sheinam, Mesur, and Labia is Kedushin. Where it says, no, it's talking over here, Shehuku B'Shas Kedushin, and in the beginning he knew which was sister he married. V'yodeya hoya esmi mekadesh. Hilkach Mesur and Labia ninu v'cholu ha-kedushin. Later on, he forgot. But at the time the Kedushin took effect, it was possible to have Bia. He knew who it was. V'eino yodeya, and the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, meduyik, but says, v'eino yodeya, mashma hashta eino yodeya. Now he doesn't know, but mashma, at some point he did know. Ein yadua mashma lo no dadova me'olam. But ein yadua is mashma, can be mashma, like Tosha explains, that it never was known. It also can be that it was, what's it called, if it would say ein yadua, it would mean it was never known. But Eino Yodea can mean it's not known now, or it could be it was never known. Therefore, there's no raya from this Mishnah. Okay, right there. Michael Mashmalon, it's over Pasha. Then, you married, what's it called, a sister, then you forgot who, one of two sisters, you forgot which one, so of course you have to give a get to both of them. What's the Chiddush? Sefer Tzvichon, there's no Chiddush in the Reisha. The Sefer is the Chiddush. Meis, velo ach echad, choletz l'shteyim. Right, the Chiddush is that if he died without children, and he has one brother, so that brother gives chalitza to both of them. Hayilo shnayim, if he had two brothers, echad choletz v'echad miyabim. One of the brothers gives chalitza, and the other one then could be miyabim, either one, what's it called? Gemara says, Dafka michlitz v'hava yivume. The Chiddush is that he has to first make chalitza, and then they can the other one can make yibum. Ava yibume berei shalo, but he can't make yibum first, the kapaga ba'achos kukaso. Because if he makes yibum first, then maybe he is marrying the sister of his zakuka. It's not the wife, it's the sister. So therefore, he's not allowed to make yibum first. First, there has to be chalitza, and then once there's chalitza, manav shach, the other one is okay. Right? Okay. Because if, what's it called, the first one was the real wife, so he made, what's it called, then he's marrying the what's it called, the second one, who's a stranger. If the first one wasn't the real wife, right, then he's making yibum on the second one. So either way, it's okay. Okay. Shnayim shekidshu Rashi, seifa itzarichalei. Michael Mashmalon, Masnisim Pshita, the Tavayu, Boy Gita, the Loyoda, Hai Minayu. Mishnah's Pashit, of course, you don't know who you married. You need to give both of them again. Sefer Tzvichle, the Tani Echad Cholitz, the Echad Miyabim, the Kashamina Davka Michlet Chad, the Hodder Yevume Idach. The Mishnah is telling me you must first make Chalitza, one of them has to make Chalitza, and then the other one can be Miyabim. Mimonav Shakir, briefly explained. Aval Yevume Chad Beresha, but one of them to Miyabim first. The other michlat sheini leidach, and then the other one give chalitza not. The kama the yibain dilma poga b'achos kukasa. Because if the first one makes yibum before the other one made chalitza, then maybe he's marrying achos kukasa. Okay. Right. Shnayim shekidshu shnei achayos. Two people married two sisters, and we don't know who married who. Shema mina kedushin shei mesurim lebiyavi kedushin. Same thing. Right over here, it's also mashma that in the beginning he didn't know. They didn't know who married who. And therefore, neither of them at the outset of the Kedushin could ever live with either of them. The same case. It's talking where they knew in the beginning and then they got mixed up. Dekanami, it says over here, so, Diktani ve'en yodea ve'loktani ve'en yodua, shvamino, umayka mashma. So that's the case, then what's the Chiddush? Tell me the same case. So then what's the Chiddush over here? It's the case of two brothers, the same as the case of one brother, basically. I could deduce one from the other. Seifa it's the Richelei. You need the Seifa over here. Meisu l'ze echad l'ze shnayim. Right? If they die, then one has one brother, and one has two brothers. Hayochid cholas l'shteyim. So the one brother gives chalitza to both of these women. V'hashnayim, and the other two brothers from the other husband, Echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. One first gives chalitza, and the other one then could be miyabim. Gemara says pshita, hainu reisha. That's exactly the same case as the reisha, except we just made it a little more complicated with another brother. Mao the same. What would I think? Ligzer trei atuchat. I should make a gzeira that that where there's two brothers, and one of them after there's one brother over here gives two chalitzas. Then there's two brothers on the other side. One has to give chalitza, but the other one could be miyabim. Right? If there would be only one brother, he couldn't be miyabim. He'd have to give chalitza too. Right? So I might think we should make a gzeira where there's two brothers that neither of them should be miyabim for fear that if there's one brother, he'll also be miyabim. Kamash malon, that we don't make such a gzeira. Kamash malon. The davka michlitz v'hadar yivume, and the chiddush is that a davka has to make chalitza, and then the other one can make yibum. Ava yibume berei shalo, but the second set of brothers, the first one can't make yibum before the other one makes chalitza. Why? The kapaga biyavam alashuk, because maybe the other if this one is miyabim before the other side made chalitza, maybe he's getting the other guy's Yavama, the other brother's Yavama. And so she's not, and she didn't have any chalitza. So he's marrying a Yavama who's really miyuchad to some other person and never had chalitza. See Rashi. Hainu Reisha, the Ha Ashmina Bereisha, Hayelo Shnayim, Echad Chalitz, Echad Miyabim. Reisha says, if you have two brothers, one gives Chalitz and one gives Yibum. What's the difference over here? Mao the same, Ha Chalo Liyabim. Over here, maybe neither of them should get Yibum. Kivin Dechad Minayu, Yeshlo Ach Yechidi, since one of them has one of the original had only one brother, Ligzor Trey Achi the Loli Yabim Chad Minayu Atu Ahu Ach Shein Lo Ach Sheini VaOshi LeMifka Bachus Kuka Kamashvula. We're afraid that if we let one of the two brothers be Miyabim, right, that the one where there's only one brother also be Miyabim one of them. We'll give Chalitza to one and give Yibum to the other. And that's not allowed. Kamashvula, because he'll be living with Achos Kukasa. So the Maisa Kamashvula, we don't make such a zayir. The Davka Michlitz Ha'acha Yechidi L'Shteyim. Davka, the lone brother, has to give Chalitza to both of them first. V'hadar Yibum Echad Me'ashnayim Achar Chalitza Sochi L'Shniya. And only then can the second set of brothers, one give Chalitza and then one give Yibum. Aval Yibum E'Bereisha Kodim Chalitza Sayachid, but to be Miyabim, right, before the other guy gave Chalitza, the first brother, right, is also L'Shteyim. Now Yochid L'Shteyim. Vafilu of cholatz ochiv shol miyabim laachosa veleka hash to isur achos zekuka lo miyabim. Even if his brother gave chalitza to one of them, he still can't be miyabim the other one. Because if the first brother didn't give chalitza, right, the first guy didn't give chalitza, the brother of the first husband, then maybe that was the one that zakuk to the first one. And now if this second one marries her, he's marrying a Yavam, a Lashuk. So first the other one has to have chalitza from the first one. Mishum shema zuhi arusas hanochri. The kapoga be Yavam, a Lashuk, below chalitza. The hayechidi hu hanochri, right, the one who only had one brother, he's the other side of the shayla. The lo hayavam askuka. Maybe that was his wife. So she's zakuk to the lone brother. That we didn't hear from the Rashan. Okay, next case. The last case of the mission, they both have two brothers. Okay. Hasu Lamali, Hainuhach. I could deduce this from the first case too. Mao the same. Ligzur Dilma Miyabim below Chalitza. Let's make a Gzeira that we'll be afraid that they'll both be miyabim without any chalitza. Now we said that one is, what's it called? One is cholates to this one, the other one's cholates to the other one, and then this one's miyabim, the one that was cholates to, and so on. Let's make a gzeira that they're going to say, look, in the end, we're going to be miyabim both of them anyway. So why go through this chalitza? Let's just be miyabim them right away. Kamash Malon, we're not gozer such a thing. Kamash Malon. Okay, Rashi. Achiv Shalzeh Miyabim Chalutzoso Shalzeh Hasulam Ali. Why do I need the case where there's two brothers on both sides? Hainuhach Deha Ashme Inim Bereisha Hashnayim Echad Cholitz Vechad Miyabim. Where there's two, one gives Chalitz and one gives Yibum. So here we're just adding another two. So where one gave Chalitz and one gave Yibum, the other one gives Chalitz and could be Miyabim, the opposite one. Same case. The Hachanami Hachihu, the Hani Trey, Chad Cholitz, Vichad Miyabim. The Hani Trey, Chad Cholitz, Vichad Miyabim. Right. Now the same. Nigzor Dilma Osi Liabume Echod Mishnaim Elu, the Echod Mishnaim Elu below Chalitza. We're afraid that since they're going to say the following, in the end, we're going to be Miyabim both of these women. Right? One brother from this side is going to Miyabim one of the women, and one brother from this side is Miyabim. Why go through the Chalitza? Let's just. Right away, be miyabim, one of, right, that you can't do, right? The kapaga kol echad besothik yivam l'shuk, uva achas kuka. Because if they do that, it's going to be a suffix. Maybe they're getting the other guy's yavama. So it's yavama l'shur. And even if they're getting their right yavama, it's achos kukasa. Because she didn't have, chalitza. So therefore, they first have to have chalitza, each one, right? And then the other one can be miyabin. So let's say we make a gzera that they may be miyabin without the chalitza. Kamash mulan, no, we're not afraid of that. Kamash mulan, to lo gazrinan. V'homei reish lo shaminan. This chiddush we didn't hear from the reisha. To hasam lezeh, chod lezeh shnayim. This one only had one brother, and this one had two. The sof lo miyabim elechada. In the end, only one of them is going to have yibum, right? Because the first one's going to give chalitza to both of them, and then from the other two brothers, one's going to have to give chalitza, and only one of them will miyabim one of them. So in the end, only one of the women's miyabim. So they understand that since only one could have yibum, then there has to be something else done over here, chalitza, whatever. But in the end, both are going to have yibum. Then they can make the mistake to think that will just be miyabim, because in the end, both of these women are going to be miyubim to one of the brothers, so let's just get on with it. The kivan to oskim b'chalitza, the chada, midach rinomi, now remember, v'lo miyabme ad shiachlos. But if both of them have yibum, so it's possible that they're not going to be any chalitza l'maisa, that may be, forget to make the chalitza first. Okay, v'lo mishyabmos. Okay, let's go on. Mara says, Maishna mehodishnan. Why is this Mishnah different than the Mishnah later on? What's the Mishnah later on say? Arba achim, shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achayos. Right, you have four brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. Okay, four brothers. Two of the brothers are married to sisters. Okay. Umesu, and the suin is achayos, and the two that are married to the sisters died, and both sisters now fell to the other two brothers. So both sisters are zakuk to both brothers. Okay. Hari elu choltzos, they can only have chalitza, no yibum. No yibum at all. Right? So Rashi, v'lo mishyabmos, uktani sefer, im kidmu v'kansu, yotziu. And in that sefer over there it says, and if they did get married, right, they didn't make chalitza, but they made yibum, they have to divorce the wives. And here it says they don't have to divorce. And there it says that they can only make chalitza, nobody could have any yibum. And here it's mashma that one gives chalitza, one gives yibum. Cholzos v'lo misyabmos, v'lo amrin lichlo tzchad minayu, v'dochi l'zika dido me'ochiv, v'hai miyabim chada. We don't say that one should make chalitza on one of them, and push off the zika from the other brother, and then the other brother can make yibum on the other one. Right? It's not achos zikukoso, it's not zakuk anymore. Ki masnisin diktoni misyabno shteyem kol achos la'achar chalitza sachosa. But our Mishnah says that after the chalitza of the other one, the other one could have yibum. Ki deka omar ochiv shalzeh miyabim chalitza so shalzeh. Leima kulin choltzos kihosom. Let's say in our Mishnah too, they can only have chalitza, no yibum. Amay mahadrin liyabim, why over here could they have yibum and over there not? Mara says, no, it's a very simple difference between the two cases. Hochi hashta. Hosam ilamandi omri yezika yezika. Over there, both women were zakuk to both brothers. So if they're zika, right, even if the one has chalitza, but she was originally achos kukaso, and she remains achos kukaso forever. She was usher to him because of achos kukaso, what she felt. Right? That isher, like all relations, remains as long as as the first one's alive. But over here, both of them did not fall to both brothers to suffit. Maybe this is the yavam of this one, maybe it's the other one, but it's not both of them. Over there, we know for sure both fell. So if you hold Yezika, when both fell, both of them are also because of Achos Kukaso. So Melan, that Issa remains forever. So giving Chalitza is not going to help. But over here, we don't know which one was the Yavama. So giving Chalitza to this one will take away the possibility that she's not that the other one wasn't the real Yavama. And then it's, what's it called, Achos Kukaso, or it's Yavama Lashuk. But once the chalitza is given, that suffix is taken away. Here's only a suffix who the yavam is. There's vave, both are yavamos. The ilam and the omer also the vatal mitzvahs yavamim, also the vatal mitzvahs yavamim. Over there also is another possibility. If you hold ein zika, then she never was really achos ukasa, okay? Because there's no zika. So then the problem's a different problem. We can't let either of them be, what's it called, one be miyabin. Why? After the, because maybe then the other brother will die, and he'll be married to the sister. And now he'll have to make yibum on the other sister, and he won't be able to do anything. Not chalitza, not yibum, because it's a sister. It's falling, a sister of his wife. It's falling to him. There's no chalitza and yibum. You mevatel completely the mitzvah of yibum by marrying one. Masha'en came, what's it called, if you give chalitza, then he can give chalitza to the other one. And chalitza at least is Mekayim portion of the mitzvah. But if he marries one of them, and then the other guy dies, and that wife falls to him, there's going to be no chalitza, no yibum. And she'll mevatel completely mitzvah yivamim. The Rashi, the ilam and the omer time mishum da osu levatel mitzvah yivamim. Did we say the Rashi before? No. Hachi hashta. Hasam skuko shteim vahem. Over there, both of them are for sure zikuka to both brothers. Right? They fall from two different houses, from two different brothers. So they're both zakuk to both of the remaining brothers. Ilam and yomer perik dalad achim time with the ain misyabemes afilo achas mehem mishum diye zika. If the reason over there, that the reason neither one could have yibum is because they're achos kukasa. The Miresha Michas Misra Mishum Dikapogab Achasukuka. Originally when they both fell, Yezika, both of them are, one of them is a Yavama and one of them is Achos Kukasa. Okay? The Chalitz, right, Chad Lechada, Upoka Zika, Lomishtar Yachos Leidach, even though he gives Chalitz and the Zika goes away, that since she was Achos Kukaso, she remains Achos Kukaso for the rest of her life. The Chol Yavama Shenesra Shah Achas Al Yavama, any woman who was usher even 1 second on the Yavam, Afilu La'achar Nefila Harikeshis Ach Sheyesh Labani Vasura La'ola, she remains usher forever. So when they both fell, if you hold Yezika, then what's it called? They're both usher. Because I can't live with either of them, because aside from being my Yavama, she's also Achos Zikukasi, and the Mela, she's what's it called, Osir, just like a, what's it called, Achos Isha. It's as if I'm married to the other one because of the Zika, and I can't marry this one. And as if I'm married to this one because I I'm Zakuk to the other one. So they both have in them the Yibum, but they have, at the same time, they have their Achos Zikukasi. So therefore they're Osir, they remain Osir forever. The ilam and the omer time mishum the osel levatul mitzvah yivamim. Right, according to the other man, the omer there ain't zika, so the zika doesn't create an achos kukaso situation. That's not the reason you can't make yibum. There's a different reason. The imiyabim haichada, if one will make yibum, dilma mayis idach kodem sheyibem. Right, maybe the other one will die before he's miyabim the other one. Right, and then what will happen? And now that the other brother won't be able to be miyabin or give chalitza because she's his wife's sister, and what's it called? She's also to him completely. So there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. The nimsa mitzvah yivamim betela al yodenu miyibum michalitza hari nesra mishum kach the kivin shenesra shachas inami cholatz chad lechada. She never was a Yavama. Over there, both were Yavamas. So therefore, you mevakel mitzvahs Yavamim. But over here, only one of them is a Yavama. The other one's a Safek. The Chipaka Isser Achos Zikuka Bechalitzas Achosa, when the Isser of Achos Zikuka goes away, when they're cholates, the other one, Harizumuteris lo medis laveshachave. She never was the brother's. According to that, she manefshach muter, because she never was the brother's wife. Hilka misveika lo maskinin lei. Therefore, since it's a suffix, we don't make her get divorced. Because we say, well, it's possible they both got the right Yavama for them. And she was never Zakuk to the other one because they were strangers. Okay, let's go on. But over here it's a suffix. And it's possible that there was never any Isser Bechlau. Therefore, b'di'evit, we let them remain married. Kid move a konsu ein motzian. If they got married, we don't make them get divorced. Tanashila afilu shneim kohanim. Even if both of them are kohanim. So Rashash says, of course they're both kohanim. You can't have brothers from the same father who are not both kohanim. Right? Means that they're both kohanim ksherim. One of them could be a chol. He's from the same father, but he married a grusha. So even if they're both kohanim ksherim, okay, still, we don't, what's it called, we don't make them get divorced. One of them for sure is marrying a chalutza, right, because they had to give chalitza. So one of them is marrying a chalutza. My time, chalutza durabonon he. Chalutza is only durabonon. And on each one, it's a suffix. Maybe he's married to a chalutza or not, because maybe the other one gave chalitza to the one that's not his wife, and he married the right one. So it's possible, what's it called, there is an Isser Chalitza or not, right? And Chalitza is only the Rabbanan. The Sofik Chalitza the Gozer Rabbanan. The Rabbanan word Gozer by Sofik Chalitza. The Chalitza the Rabbanan he, Vatanya Grusha, ain't the other Grusha, Chalitza Menayin, Taman Lomer, V'isha. V'isha, Grusha, the Chalola. So V'isha comes to include a Chalitza. Not only a Grusha, but a Chalitza too, is also to a Kohen. Moses Midrabbanan who cross machta bialma. That pasuk is only in asmachta. Chalutz is only to rabbanan, and the pasuk the v'isha is only in asmachta. Rashi, ba'afilu shneim kohanim, the chad minayu vade chalutza nosif. One is for sure marrying a chalutza. The ho arusas hanochri chalutza he may echad mishnei echad kidiktoni kid mushnayim v'cholza. Right, the first two give chalutza. So one of these women is for sure a chalutza, and one of these kohanim is married to a chalutza for sure. We don't know which one. Chalutza da asura lekoy midrabon, and he, v'hocha de lechol chad eina l'safik. We don't know which one is married to the chalutza. The shema ze yibe meshivim to gemura l'gozer rabon l'afukim misafik. They didn't make a gzera to take away a chalutza, which is only also midrabon and misafik. Grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Right? So, but the pasuk that we learn, the isha, is only in asmachta, and there's two ways of learning asmachta. Either the rabbanim made the gzeira, and then they try to find a way, mnemonic, to remember it in the Torah for remembrance sake. That's how the Rambam learns, and the Ritva learns that they took the hint from the extra vav that the Torah wanted them to extend this to a chalutza. It's not a real drasha, but it's a hint from the Torah that it would like the Rabbanan to extend this issue.